The New Statesman, Europe, 10th December 2015. TTIP is a disaster for the left, but Brexit would be worse. Molly Scott-Cato is Green MP for the South West of England. Elected in May 2014, she has published widely, particularly on issues related to green economics. Molly was formerly Professor of Strategy and Sustainability at the University of Roehampton. Without the European Union, the deals that Tory ministers would sign would be even worse, says Molly Scott-Cato. Today, the House of Commons will get an opportunity to debate the EU-US TTIP trade deal. A briefing paper for MPs, prepared by the House of Commons Library, states the aims of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership deal are to increase trade and investment between the US and the EU by reducing tariffs, particularly on agricultural products, aligning regulations and standards, improving protection for overseas investors, and increasing access to services and government procurement markets by foreign providers. Ever since the negotiation of this controversial trade deal was launched in 2013, I've been of the view that TTIP is nothing more than a corporate charter. By focusing on harmonising product regulation and standards and protecting the rights of investors, it risks undermining Europe's high standards in labour rights, environment, food safety and animal welfare. Investor State Dispute Settlement, ISDS, is one of the most controversial aspects of the deal, as it would allow corporates the right, through tribunals, outside the domestic legal system, to challenge domestic decisions taken in the public interest, where these threaten corporate profits. Fearful of being sued by corporations, this could prevent governments implementing public policy for the common good. As an MP of a largely rural constituency, I've been particularly concerned at the focus of harmonisation between the EU and US in agriculture. There are few issues of greater divergence than that of agriculture, and few issues where there is a greater threat to the livelihoods of communities in the UK. The US has identified a number of barriers towards ratifying a deal. These barriers include the EU's policy on opposition to genetically modified crops, the EU's ban on hormone-treated beef, its refusal to accept chlorine-washed chicken, and its protective system of geographical indications, labelling which identifies where products originate from. Last week, members of the European Parliament's Agricultural Committee, of which I'm a member, had an opportunity to ask questions of the American ambassador. I asked how he could guarantee that TTIP will not result in a race to the bottom in agriculture. He responded by saying that we need not fear competition. Nor, for the record, did he mind eating chlorinated chicken, because we all swim in chlorinated pools. His answer completely missed the point. Inferior quality products produced intensively and under lower environmental and animal welfare standards in the US will of course be able to undercut higher priced quality products which conform to higher standards. He also failed to understand the particular nature of landscapes, such as the Southwest, which prevent the large scale intensive farming that reduces prices. Some have argued that TTIP is a good example of all that is bad about the EU and is reason enough to support Brexit. But Cameron has been cheerleader for TTIP since its inception. The Tories would gladly create alternative trade deals with the US and others if we left the EU. Indeed, a proposed trade deal with Ethiopia or recent deal with Colombia show a government happy to sign up to damaging trade deals. In his recent letter to Donald Tusk, Cameron spells out the EU reforms he wants to see. He makes clear how much he welcomes a new strategy on trade, something that reflects an agenda the UK government has been advocating for years, including pursuing potentially massive trade deals with America, China, Japan and ASEAN. Combined with this trade agenda, Cameron wants to cut the burden of regulation. We should not be under any illusions. A UK outside the EU and governed by the Tories would lead to even further trade liberalisation, even more damaging trade deals, and a deregulated corporate free-for-all.